Princess Diana visited Pakistan several times in the 1990s, the final time just months before her death in 1997, with her most memorable stop along the Chitral district of the Pakistan-Afghanistan border, where she spent some time among the native Aryan tribe known as the Kalash people. Fast forward 25 years, when Prince William and Kate Middleton follow in his mother's footsteps, visiting the foothills of the Hindu Kush mountain range to witness festivities performed by the local people who wore traditional bright clothing and performed for the royal couple. A cap and shawl traditionally worn by the Kalesha women was gifted to the Duchess, and the residents also gifted an embroidered coat to Prince William, who seemed to enjoy the warm hospitality and culture of the tribe. The Kadash people number around 5,000 and are unique to Pakistan, as they have not been converted to Islam, retaining their ancient Aryan traditions as well as their genetic integrity, which includes a relatively pale skin and a high degree of blonde hair and blue eyes. While it's popular belief that their fair phenotype is a result of Alexander the Great's invasion of the region, Y chromosome and mitochondrial DNA markers provided no support for this false claim made by those that seem unable to grasp that ancient Aryans once ruled Central Asia prior to the conquest of Islam and the racial mixing that ensued thereafter. The Kalash, along with several other tribes, such as the Yazidi, are among the few ancient Aryans that retain their culture, genetics, and traditions. One of their traditions that has received recognition from UNESCO is called the Suri Jagat practice, namely the act of observing the sun, moon, and stars with respect to the local topography. The system is used to predict the appropriate time for sowing seeds, animal husbandry, and natural calamities, as well as to govern the Kalesha calendar as well as their rituals. The daily life of this tribe is spent farming and raising livestock, and on certain days they carry out the religious traditions and rituals, which includes lively dancing, drums, and flute music. The Kalash people have many unique festivals, one of which is the Gundalak festival, when a strong and privileged teenage boy is sent to the mountains to live with a pet goat for the summer. He's expected to be fat and strong after constantly receiving nutrition from goat's milk. When the festival starts, for 24 hours, he's allowed to have sexual relations with any woman that he wants, even against a married woman or young girls who are still virgins. However, the Kalesh people claim to have eradicated this practice in recent years due to social and political pressure from outsiders. During the mid-20th century, an aggressive attempt was made to force a few Kalesha villages in Pakistan to convert to Islam, but the people fought the conversion, and once official pressure was removed, the vast majority resumed the practice of their own religion. That said, some Kalesh have since converted to Islam, which forbids music and dancing, and much of the Kalesh community shuns the Muslim converts, whose religion is seen as suppressive and foreign, the same way it's perceived by many Iranians, who themselves share an Indo-European or Aryan ancestry, but were forced under the thumb of an Islamic theocracy, whose imams and political leaders are accused of corruption, given their absolute and totalitarian power over the people. The Kalash culture shares affinities with some of the ancient Aryan Hindu practices, certain Sufi sects, and tribes in Afghanistan, all of whom revere the swastika, which was an ancient Aryan symbol that recognized cycles in nature, fertility, and spiritual immortality. For ancient agricultural civilizations, mythology, and religion reflected a cyclical process of life, death, and rebirth in a repeating, revolving pattern where life and death are not seen as opposites, but both part of the same revolving wheel, two points on one rotating circle. This philosophical concept is symbolically represented in the yin and yang, which is not a straight line with a left side and a right side, but a circle that repeats harmoniously, in balance, that never starts or stops. Much like the swastika symbol, which has been disseminated all around the world by the earliest agricultural civilization of the Holocene, who were remembered in some of the oldest known literature as Aryans, such as the Hindu Vedas, or as a self-designation in the pre-Christian cuneiform stone reliefs of Mesopotamia, particularly in Iran. The ancient Aryan religion is no longer practiced in its original form, which at one time inspired ancient Tibetan and Buddhist traditions, but now can also be seen under the veneer of many modern faiths, particularly those that have a deity that dies and is resurrected, such as Christianity, which is one reason why the cross was so readily embraced as a symbol of the new Roman faith, replacing the already revered swastika, which held a symbolic, esoteric meaning. Other pre-Christian examples of a deity that dies and is resurrected is Osiris and Horus, Dionysus, who's also reborn, Inanna, who's a goddess archetype from ancient Sumer that is stripped naked, impaled, then resurrected after 3 days, Adonis, who is resurrected by Zeus following his early death, Romulus, who experiences death and returns to life, and Moloch, which I covered in a prior video and equated to Saturn, which is considered a dark, nocturnal aspect of the sun, celebrated at the end of the year, called Saturnalia in ancient Rome, right before the sun is reborn following the winter solstice. So in this context, life is not the opposite of death. The opposite of death is birth. Life has no opposite. That said, life is celebrated by the Kadesh people, who in contrast to the surrounding Pakistani culture, do not generally separate males and females, or frown on contact between the sexes. There are some exceptions, however. For example, during a woman's menstrual cycle, or pregnancy, when females take some time away from the community in special housing, but return once they regain their, quote, purity. There's also a ritual restoring purity to a woman after childbirth, which must be performed before a woman can return to her husband. Girls are initiated into womanhood at an early age of 4 or 5 and married at 14 or 15. If a woman wants to change husbands, she'll write a letter to her prospective husband informing him of how much her current husband paid for her. This is because the new husband must pay double if he wants her. The historical religious practices of neighboring semi-Aryan tribes are similar to those of the Kalesh people in that they ate meat, drank alcohol, and had shamans, as well as a strict code of intermarrying within the community in an effort to maintain their genetics and purity of their ancient bloodlines. Horses, goats, and sheep were traditionally sacrificed. Wine is considered a sacred drink used during rituals and festivals, and one's purity is revered. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. My published work is available on Amazon and through all other major book outlets. If you'd like to support my work, you can do that through patreon.com. There should be a link in the description. Please subscribe for future updates. Leave your thoughts below. Have a wonderful weekend, and I hope to see you again soon.